תלמוד עשר הספירות, כרך א'.
The study of ten spherot, volume 1. We are in part 3, chapter 10, Or Yashar and Or Chozer, including 15 portions. We are in chapter 10. Again, the study of ten spherot, we are in chapter 10. We're going to read above. Chapter 10 clarifies that the clothing and the Heichal were separated from Shorosh Neshama Guf, and we became the surroundings, and also the clarifications of Ak and Dabia, and Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chayal, and Ab Sag Mabon. And in it, there are eight matters. One, we'll read below the Ari's words. Shorosh Neshama Gufot are adhered to one another. Levush Nechal were differentiated from them. Item 1. Now we will speak of the matter of each world of these matters. Know that the Shorosh and the Neshamot and the Gufim are one Pchina, and there's no separation between them. But the Levushim and Nechalot are two prinot that are separate from the others three prinot. And these two, between these two, which are the Gufin and the Levushim, that is the chapter of the Klipot. And they are truly adhered in a whole of the light of the Guf. We will read that again. Shorosh, Neshama, and Gufot are adhered to one another. Levush and Echal were separated from them. Item 1. Now we shall speak in the matter of each world of these and what their matter is. You should know that the Shorosh, Neshamot, and Gufim are one Prina, and there is no separation between them. But the Levushim and Echalot are two Prinot, which are differentiated from those previous three. And between those two, which are the Gufim and the Levushim, that is where the chapter of the Klipot is, and they are truly adhered to the Achor of the light of the Guf there. We're going to read below item 1. O Pnimi, internal line. It clarifies, know that the Shorosh of human Nefshamot are one matter. Item 1. Here in the Ari's words, there's a deep and most respectable matter. This is the secret of the second restriction that occurred in Nehi of Ak, which is brought forth in the Ari's words, that the matter of this second restriction is the secret of the sharing of the measure of mercy and judgment. And this is, as our sages say, understanding these things you will find in my book. And here we will speak of it in short. The thing is that only Prina Dalit of the four Prinot is called Midat Hadin, the measure of judgment, because upon it was the first restriction, as we mentioned in the previous lessons. But in the first three Prinot, there was no restriction. Hence, they were called measures of mercy. But in Tzimtzum Bet, in the second restriction of Ak, there's been a sharing of Prina Dalet and Prina Bet in one another. And the secret of they shall both walk together. As Malchut and Zeranpin rose to Binah, and you find that the Midah of judgment, which is Prina Dalet, is mitigated in the measure of mercy, Rachamim, which is Prina Bet. In a manner that in the first restriction, only Prina Dalet itself was restricted, and in the second restriction, also Bina was restricted, due to its connection with Malchut, as mentioned. And this matter has occurred in Nehi of Ak, from its Tabur and down. Hence, these ten Sfirot, which emerged in the sharing with the measure of mercy, with Midat Adin, Therefore, these 10 sefirot, which emerge with the sharing of Midat Adin, the measure of judgment, were called the world of Nikudim, after the rising of Malchut, which is called Nekuda, a point.
The shituf of the Midat Arim, because they came from the Nehida Ak of Sag, and then therefore they got restricted, and then the addition of that desire that they integrated with rose to Nikivei Naim, the Rosh Tisag, and there they had made the world of Nekudim and the whole Tzimtzum and everything. Okay? Okay, let's move on.
It is considered now that in this world of Nikudim, Zeranpin and Malchut were separated from the four Prinot Chubtum. Because after Prinat Dalet rose to the place of Binah and became there as a Masach, the upper light ceased upon Malchut in Binah and does not expand to Zeranpin, which is called Levush, and to Malchut, which is called Heichal, because they are both below Bina. And this is where the Ari says, no, that the Shorish and the Neshamot and the Gufim are one Prina, and there's no separation between them. But the Levushim and Hechalot are two Prinot that are separated from those three Prinot. Thus far, what he wrote. We can see, as mentioned, that due to the Masach that was instilled in the fringes of Binah, the upper light stopped there, and from there onwards to all of the worlds, the upper light does not reach into the internality of Zeranpin and these Malchuts. And they emerged because of that to the Prinot of the surrounding Kelim, meaning they receive the light from afar, because the upper light does not clothe inside them anymore. And the Levush is a Kli for the Or Mekif, the surrounding light of Chaya. Echal is the Kli of the surrounding light of Yechida. In this, you should understand that Zeranpin and Malchut that are in the four Prinot of all the worlds, from the world of Nikudim and down, are considered to Zeranpin and Malchut of the individuality of Binah. Hence, the upper light clothes also in their internality. Although those Zeranpin and Malchut, which include, meaning that are below Binah, separated from the internal Kelim, in which the Neshama Ruach Nefesh of Or Pnimi is clothed, and were to surrounding Kelim to Chaya and Yechida.
Questions? Yes.
Rav, before Nikudim, before the sharing, there was a point. Does that mean that there was one general Malchut?
Yes.
And after Nikudim, there's Malchuts.
Malchut that inserts into every sphere.
Can you explain that, please?
No, think. Malchut that integrated with Bina is in every place where wherever Bina is, Malchut is. There are limitations, and it's a correct question, but think about it. Nekudim is limitations of Tzimtzum Bet in each and every place. Malchut is positioned in Bina, and there she finishes every expansion of light in each and every place and in each and every state.
Item 2 above. Shoresh Neshama Guf, our internal Gilim, in which whoever is more external is worse. Levush Nechal are surrounding Kelim, in which all the more external are more important. Hence, the Klipot are between the Guf and the Levushim, and where the place of darkness and where it is worse. Item 2, the Ari's words. And this counts because these three internal Prinot have within them Or Pnimi, and the worst of the Or Pnimi comes out inside the Or and ends there. The Or Mekif is the opposite. It is known that the outer Or is greater. It turns out that the Or that surrounds in the inner Levush, which clings to the Guf, is the smaller Or Mekif among all of them. Hence, the Klipot dwell there in the middle. in a place where there is neither O Pnimi nor O Makif. It is in the middle between the Pnimi and the Makif, and it is called the place of darkness. And it takes place in each and every world as the klipa of that world, of that olam.
Is that okay? Is it clear?
No, not exactly clear why the klipot cling to that place.
Wherever there is no surrounding or in inner, meaning between the inner kelim, shorash neshama guf, and between the external kelim, the surrounding kelim, which are levushei chal. There's a place of darkness between the internal and external. That is the place of the klipot. Well, it's not clear. Wherever there's less light, that's where it is. Yes, Leo.
I don't know if it's seemingly, but they could have clinged also to the place where there's the greatest light, where they want to draw as much as possible.
They reject them, the Or Pnimi and Or Makif, reject the Klipot according to the law of equivalence of form. And then they are in darkness. And they also hide there in the darkness from their own behalf, because the light that illuminates to them, internal and external, they are lights that come out by the masach. And therefore the light for them is the darkness. Wherever we say darkness to the klipot, that is the light. They are drawn. You could say it this way: the klipot are between the inner and external kelim because the light pushes them to be there, or because that they themselves are inclined to be there. You can say it one way, you can say it the other way. Because here, for the time being, you cannot say it because it's still systems. But when we speak about the desires, where it happens in a person after the sin of the tree of knowledge, so there the klipot always seek where is more darkness. Yes.
You can understand the reason that the light is pushing them to their place, but if by their will they choose to be in that place, it's kind of weird, because by their nature they would want to be in a place where they can get as much light as possible.
They're nourished by darkness. For them, darkness seems as light. What is light? It's bestowal.
Oh, okay.
Love of others. Qualities of bestowal, exiting oneself outside. The klipa searches for the opposite. Moving on.
We are in item 3 above. When the potsufim of Ak and Abia clothe each other, they only clothe 3 pchinot: the shoresh, neshama, and guf. In it are cleaved together, and the 10 sfirot of gufot do not clothe the 10 sfirot of levushim. Item 3, the Ari's words. Indeed, once we have clarified the matter in detail, we shall speak in general. It is known that the internality of Ak is the Ein Sof. It clothes the shoresh of the neshamot of 10 sfirot in it, while these clothe the p'china of the neshamot of the entire 10 sfirot in it, which then clothe the 10 sfirot of the p'chinat guf of Ak. It would have been appropriate for the 10 sfirot of the gufim to clothe the 10 sfirot of levushim. However, it is not so for the above reason. Though the 3 p'chinot atik of Atzilut surround these 3 p'chinot of Ak.
What? You're detached. What's unclear?
It's not clear.
Say, what's unclear? I can tell you. It's clear to you that Keter Chokhma, Inner Kelim, Galgalta, Enayim, and you know that the Livushekhala, External Kelim, where between Galgalta, Enayim, and Achap, there is this cutoff, where Shorash Neshama Gufa, internal kelim, Levush and Echal are external kelim. Between them, there's a place where neither internal nor external shine, and that is the place of the klipot. What else is unclear?
It's not clear how he explained now that it's being used in such a way, that order is not clear. Like what he read is not...
What did you read?
We'll read again item 3. Above. And the partsufim of Ak and Abia clothe one each other, they only clothe three pchinot. The Shorish, Neshama, and Guf are in it cleaved together, and the ten sfirot of Gufot do not clothe the ten sfirot of Levushim. Well? Oh, next. Indeed, once we have clarified the matter in detail, we shall speak in general. It is known that the internality of Ak is the Insof. The string of Insof, as we call it. It clothes the Shorish of the Neshamot, which is of ten Sfirot in it, while these clothe the Pchina of the Neshamot of the entire ten Sfirot in it, which then clothe in the ten Sfirot of the Pchina of Guf of Ak. And it would have been appropriate for the ten Sfirot of the Gufim to clothe the ten Sfirot of Levushim. However, it is not so for the above reason, though the three because there's klipot between them, though the three Pchinot Atik of Atzilut surround these three Pchinot of Ak. Well,
we learned that earlier too, that Shorish Neshama Guf are from the upper Partsuf, connected to the Shorish Neshama Guf of the lower Partsuf, and that's how it is for that whole string. However, Levush Eichal are outside that connection.
There's no clothing of Guf Eichal and Shorish Neshama Guf of the lower one?
No. Shorish Neshama Guf of the upper one are connected to the Shorish Neshama Guf of the lower one. And Shorish Neshama Guf of the lower one, of the next lower one, and of the next lower one, they're all connected together. But Levush and Echal are not connected in that way to them. They don't accompany them to connection in such a way. The inner kelim connect between them, in short. Galgalta Enayim of the upper one to the Galgalta Enayim to the lower one to the Galgalta Enayim of the lower one, etc., etc.
Through what is there that connection, that Levush and Echal are not connected, including that connection?
Since Galgalta Enayim are the kelim that are in action, in Masach and Or Chozeh, and therefore they have this action and connection to the other kelim. However, Levush and Echal do not take into account, they're not taken into account, they're just restricted and they're outside that connection. Kelim of Achap don't integrate in that, only Galgalta and Naim. How can you include a chap in that? I'm asking you. Recommend it to me. What connection can you have? The Galgalta Enayim of the upper one connected to the Galgalta Enayim of the lower one. You are saying, where is a chap? I'm telling you, a chap is not taken into account. So you say, where is it? And I say, it's not in account. But you say, where is it? Certainly, it's in those ten sfirot, and the light goes through it. But it just passes. A chap is not in an action. It's not there. I have big kelim. I want a lot in them, but I don't use them. I have nothing by which to pay them. What's not understood? Ask. It's clear, Niv.
Yes.
Who's that at the end who doesn't understand?
According to the picture you drew, the klipot are somewhere down there in the goof between Galgalta Enayim and Achap.
Yes.
How can it be that the klipa is not the biggest desire that I have? I don't manage to understand that.
The biggest desire.
So how is it in the middle of the goof?
You organize that goof according to its equivalence of form with a light, with bestowal. So it turns out that klipot not related to internality nor externality. Now you arrange the body according to its ability to bestow, and the klipot are in that worst possible state.
Why are they in the worst possible state?
Because they don't belong to bestowal.
Why isn't the whole achap in the klipot according to that?
Achap.
It's also not bestowing.
But it's restricted.
And what are they, not restricted?
Klipot are not restricted. They're kelim without restriction. They are qualities that want to receive.
Even though they're below the masach.
Where are they under the masach?
All the desires are under the masach.
They're not in the goof.
So maybe I can't grasp the picture, if so, because like you explained before, you said...
Will to receive. If it is outside the masach, it is called a klipa. Because it's in order to receive. With the masach, then it's already not in order to receive. The masach controls it. It invents the masach from itself to receive the reforming light. It has a masach. It's already holy. It's already in kedusha. And it could be that from that kedusha, all it lacks is to make a restriction upon itself, but it's not a klipa.
Are the klipot in the area of the tabu? I don't have a picture, so I'm trying to draw this in my head. The classical patsuf that we draw.
You have no klipot there. You have no klipot there. In your classic patsuf.
So where are there klipot?
Klipot, in the meantime, in the whole... Stemming down from above downwards, you don't have klipot in the world of Nekudim as well, but where would you draw them? Only after the sin of the tree of knowledge you have klipot. And there it's just the place of the klipot in the world of Nekudim. But real klipot are after the sin of the tree of knowledge. Is that okay? Rawi?
We're in item 4. Item 4 above. Shoresh Neshama and Guf of Aak are clothed inside Shoresh Neshama and Guf of Atik of Atzilut. And Shoresh Neshama and Guf of Atik of Atzilut are clothed in Shoresh Neshama and Guf of Arichanpin of Atzilut. And Shoresh Neshama and Guf of Arichanpin are clothed in Abba, etc. similarly.
We haven't learned this. It seems like we're going through this the second time. No? Okay, continue.
Item 4, the words of the Ari. How so? The 10 Sfirot of Gufot of Ak, clothed inside the 10 Sfirot, the Shorashim of the Neshamot, 10 Sfirot of Atik, of Atzilut. And these in turn clothed in the 10 Sfirot of the Pchinot of the Neshamot of Atik of Atzilut. And these clothed in the 10 Sfirot of Gufot of Atik of Atzilut. Similarly, the Pchinot of the Shorashim and Neshamot and Gufim of Arichanpin clothed the Gufot of Atik. Similarly, the 3 Pchinot of Abba clothed Arichanpin, and the 3 Pchinot of Ima to Abba, and the 3 Pchinot of Zeranpin to Ima, and the 3 Pchinot of Znukva to Zeranpin. This completes all the Pchinot of the Gufot until Nukva of Zeranpin.
What? Why are you doing that with your hand?
And the order is changing because it's going from Shorosh Neshuma Guf to Echal, to Gufin Echal, to Ima.
What is written that you're asking about? Read it.
He writes the 10 Sfirot of Gufot of Atik of Atzilut, and then the Gufot of Echanpin. He calls the Gufot of Atik. It's like there's...
Yes, Shoresh Neshama Guf are the internal kedim. Upon them are dressed the next partsuf. So Shoresh of the lower partsuf connects to the Guf of the higher partsuf, of the upper partsuf.
And why does it he writes here that the 10 Sfirot of the Gufot of Ak, clothed inside the 10 Sfirot of the Shurashim of the Neshamot. What's his resolution that is greater?
That's how he writes.
No, because we said that it moves from world to world.
It's also between the parts of him, but in Ark it depends what he's speaking about. Either he's speaking about before or after Tzimtzum Bet. Before Tzimtzum Bet, then every Idlabshut is like we spoke about, Gogalt Absag. But after Tzimtzum Bet, then it's according to what he's saying, where they clothe without an Achap. Is that okay? Yes.
Why does he compare Olam Ak to the parts of Partsufim of Atzilut? Ak is a world, and like Atik of Atzilut is a Partsuf. That doesn't connect for me.
I don't understand what you're talking about. Atik is a Partsuf. Ak is a world. That's correct.
He says, Shoresh Neshama Guf of Ak, clothed inside the Shoresh Neshama Ak of Atik of Atzilut. Why not Atzilut? Why Atik of Atzilut?
Because it's the first Partsuf.
So the upper world clothes.
But how can it clothe? It's in the first partsuf of the lower world.
The whole world in one partsuf of the next world? That's what's not clear.
Yes. What's the problem?
So
let's say the last partsuf of Adam Kadmon clothes in the first partsuf of Atik.
So it's like that?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good. Well,
what happened with the Levushim and Echalot that they are seemingly restricted and not in this game? Why?
Because they're not in a Kelim. They're not true Kelim, where you can connect them and you can make of them a complete correction. Because if you work only with the Achap of Aliyah, if you work with the Kelim that you cannot correct all their needs, so they are Kelim that are untrue. They don't have a true Malchut that rises to Bina. Yeah? Therefore, that's what they're called. Not true Kelim. And then they join Gilgal Tevenayim, but not to with their full intensity. And therefore, even their participation is an episodal, partial one. That's how it is until Gemar Tikkun, because you don't use the true Malchut. And in them is the revelation of Malchut. Keter Chochma Bina is Katnut. You can correct them. Achap, you cannot correct. Only partially in its joining the Galgalt of Einayim.
So what Achaps exist actually? When you say Achaps, what Achaps exist?
Achap de Aliyah.
Which is what?
Which is how much you can include Malchut into Bina. The will to receive that will work as Bina. That will join Bina. Only. Only in that way. Okay, good. Well, Niv.
What will bring contentment to the Creator in dissemination when we go out to disseminate?
The Creator wants Gemar Tikkun. That's all. With Him, the end of the act is in the initial thought. That's what exists. That's what we need to carry out. Period. His contentment is in how much you can push and are drawn to that.
Okay, so that's the goal. But if we're going to be concrete, let's say in this coming week, we're doing dissemination, we're doing actions, what will bring contentment to the Creator?
If we'll do it in order to bring Him contentment, in order to bring the world to advance it to correction, so then it'll succeed. That's how it'll be. We really need to do everything devotedly. That's an obligation to do that in Israel. And beyond that, we'll think how to do it in the world. We now have actions which we mainly need to do in Israel now, until the big Congress, the Desert Congress, the big Congress, that whole process from now to the end of the Congresses, we really need to carry that out devotedly. And afterwards, we'll start talking about other things. Now, in relation to the newspaper, we need to think about it. I don't know. To me, it seems that it's worthwhile to do that towards the Congress. I, to start with, would build that Congress in that we draw the whole of the nation to it. I felt that from the world not many would come. It's hard. It's also the style of our work is not such that we need to disperse among everyone. When we engage in connection, look at them. We feel them. When we are in such a heartfelt internal connection, then moving from one place of the world to the next doesn't really hold that much importance, less and less. So don't think that we need such big congresses every month like we once had. Once I was going all around the world. Now the time's passed. There's no reason for it. Everyone in the same place, in the same thing, in the same direction. That's it. There's no reason. Therefore, I intended to draw as many people as possible to our Congress from Israel. And I spoke about that. As usual, it seems that it's just talk. Where's Miron?
Yeah.